Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I've studied kleptocracies, I've studied oligarchies, I've studied dictatorships, plutocracies, monarchies, and the unyielding rule is they wage war against common sense, reality, and decency. Especially the more aged and decadent the empires get. And they always end up trying to turn the population into cattle. They always want to dumb them down to make them more easily managed. And they always are their own undoing as they get rid of checks and balances. As they get rid of the checks and balances, they get rid of any protection they had. But now they're just globalists. They're offshore in the law. They're exempt. And then we're tied down with all these fraudulent laws. So the answer is start ignoring it all. I mean, it really, those of us that are upright, decent, and good, we just got to figure out ways to resist the system, not go along with it. Pay with cash, shop with small groups, buy local, don't support Hollywood. Badmouth them everywhere, spit when you hear their names. We got a caller wants to know about a list of the responsible. Dean, that's a good idea. People argue about who should be responsible, but Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, the U.N., the Club of Rome, Bilderberg Group's Ames, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, Peter Singer, George Soros. I mean, these are the authors, Ted Turner, Bill and Melinda Gates. I mean, they're the ones pushing the whole agenda. Who do you think should be on that list? Dean in California, you're on the air.
Oh, Alex, thank you so much. I'm a first-time caller. I've only been listening to you for about a year and a half, although I've probably been of your mindset and belief system for a lot longer than that. And unfortunately, I live in the ground zero of nutcases here in California.
Well, you and people that are buying in that they're winners because they drink the Kool-Aid. That these are cult members. They're very sad, actually. That's why they'll laugh at you and say, I don't believe the reality you're saying. They talk to you like a cult member and go, I'm powerful. I'm part of the Jim Jones cult. I'm part of the New World Order cult. And it's like, no, listen, I tried to lovingly talk to this collectivist the other day who said, basically, we're taking over. And he just laughed and said, you can't reach me. He was so wrapped up in his blanket of idiocy. I was like, okay, that's why I was sad. We shouldn't feel bad when they laugh at us. These are gibbering idiots. I'm sorry. Go ahead and make your point.
Well, yeah, my question was if there was such a list or if you had ever had any requests for, you know, here's the list of the 100 or 1,000 people that actually are the ones responsible. Here's their
Dr. Rothkopf, head of the Kissinger Group, wrote a book called Superclass that I did read. And it's pretty accurate. He's telling you how lucky we are to have the superclass. 6,000 mega gophers, less than 20 ruling families. I think people should. There are corporate governance maps out there that show pretty good accurate things. This is a unified crime wave we're dealing with of eugenicists. Like the Koch brothers. They're on the Cold Springs Harbor Eugenics Board. I mean, there's just all, even though they're enemies with the other globalists, it's just all the same people. They're God, we're not. We're animals, so they can run over us. I mean, it's that attitude. When it all blows back on them. So I think everybody should make their own list. Everybody should talk about the villains. Everybody, it's important. It's important they be knee-deep in the list. Our founders did that for decades before 1776. They circulated a list of the tyrants.
Yeah, my thought was that it would be effective if someone as widely recognized as you had that kind of a list, at least so that they were aware that we are watching and we know specifically who they are, not just some faceless.
Oh, they know they're being watched. I mean, that's why they live on country roads with Homeland Security cameras, scanning everybody's driver's license, everybody's plates. And that's why they, you know, live behind armored doors and have bodyguards. I mean, they know. They've ripped off countries. They've ordered hits. This is mafia, sir.
And I hopefully don't ever have to, you know, take up arms, although my wife and I are more than prepared to do that. And again, hopefully that doesn't come to that.
Well, look, they're trying to script it. If there's a civil war or after the police are just either brainwashed or they're not, you know, they're already on our side. If they start a war, folks, the globalists are the enemy.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time, sooner or later gotta cut you down.
Thank you for joining us today. We are now into the third hour of the worldwide broadcast.
Go tell that
I am your host, Alex Jones.
Go and tell that
and our attempt, and we've had some success thanks to the good Lord above, is to wage war on corruption, to crash the lies and disinformation, to set alight brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere.
My goodness gracious, let me tell you,
a great battle is now raging against any form of liberty, freedom, or healthiness. The globalists wish to sicken us with their poison of degradation so that we'll roll over to having all of our basic freedoms scrapped and burned on the ash heap of history. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it is the second day of April 2013. I have a lot of news I'm going to be mentioning this hour on the economic front. But I wanted to get, and next time I want to get him in studio, because I want to get him on the nightly news as well, to do an entire two-hour presentation, to kind of do his presentation that he teaches in Constitution class for our TV viewers. Because I'm setting up a lectern in a whole area where we're going to have special, you know, educational forums put on to really understand liberty with former Nacogdoches County Sheriff's Deputy, Eddie Craig. And Eddie lives here in Austin now as a talk show host. And I was listening to him a few weeks ago on local radio. He was talking about police are going to have to decide which side of the line they're on. as the corruption gets more and more out in the open, and how every time the police pull you over, they're breaking laws. And they can rationalize that, but now we've gotten to the point of 3 weeks ago, I'm on a very rare vacation at the Texas coast, and I get a call from Max Cabrera running my street team, and he says, the police are here, they're giving us tickets for handing out magazines, and they say the company car, it was actually Max's car, cannot have an Infowars.com sticker on it parked in a meter. And I said, I believe you, but I don't believe you. I mean, even I know we're in tyranny, but I couldn't believe it. But I should have known. You see this all over the country. So later they got the head code enforcer who was commanding the cops. They wouldn't talk. They said, talk to this guy. He's here. I get on the phone. The guy tells me he's a listener. He apologizes. It's like, I'm sorry I'm doing this to you. I mean, in Nazi Germany, do they apologize to folks down in the ditch? But he goes, yeah, I'm told I'm going to have to give the ticket. And then if you don't stop, after that's arrest, you can't have that car parked there. And we say it violates advertising in the right-of-way. That's how it's interpreted by my bosses. I don't agree with it. And your people can't hand out magazines. And he said, I know this street team. They're down here. I've never heard of this, but this is the order. And I said, all right, I'm going to sue you. And you tell the cops, I'm going to sue them personally. So the cops went, oh, we don't want to be sued. They went to their superiors, and they said, well, we're not going to enforce the ordinance, which was being wrongly applied. But the point is, if I would have gone along with it, people say, oh, go along with it. I had South by Southwest employees walking by when I finally got down there the next day protesting, going, get a life, buddy. Quit causing trouble, Alex. And coming up to the glass windows of the convention center and flipping me off and laughing. Oh, look, there's the kook that thinks we ought to be able to hand out magazines on street corners. What a piece of trash. They would all get together because that's how they think and stand at the windows. We have this on video and point and go, and I could see their badges. They were management. Like I'm 3 years old and other kids laughing at me. Gets to me. It actually did get to me, but not in the way you thought. I looked at you and went, no wonder the enemy's overrunning us. Look at those weak, pathetic, peer pressure driven blobs. My God, what would our forebears that were as hard as nails? You know, they drug those guns from Ticonderoga like 100 miles. I forget. And that's why their shoes fell apart. Old fashioned shoes were leather bottomed. And there was a trail of blood written by a British newspaper reporter who saw it and went back and wrote about it. And it actually freaked out the Redcoats, obviously. Because you know what happens when you march in the snow for 100 miles dragging giant cannons? Pure liberty-driven. Well, some people lost their toes. Some people died. How far do they pull? Is it 30 miles, 100? I forget. Ticonderoga through mountain passes. You tried to walk through gullies and passes pulling giant guns that no one said could even be gotten down from the mountain? Capturing those guns. Now, that compared to fat little blobs, and I mean spiritually fat, but they were fat, pointing, and they would walk up and go, ah-ha, ah-ha-ha, do a fake laugh like, oh, whoa, like the collectivists that came up to me when I was at a resort for Easter at a family reunion this weekend. And I was in the hot tub, and I'm talking about, yeah, the tyranny and their listeners, and you know, will they take our bank accounts here, and oh, my God, how bad will it get, and the Republican leadership's control. And there's a guy sitting there for 20 minutes. He gets up and goes, you're all going to fail. We're taking over. Nothing can stop us. He heard us talking about authoritarianism and how dangerous it was, and he wanted to get up and celebrate and point his finger and go, you're right. We're taking over. And I go, who are you? I'm a government professor scientist in viruses, and he smiled, and I went, oh, my God, you're a population reductionist eugenicist. And I said, you know, what you got taken down in the basement of the facility when you were, you know, getting good grades in college and brought into it. And he was like, who, what, where did you? That got thrown out, though, by the time I got older. I hit him one time. He was like, oh, wait, you know about the club I'm in? I'm like, of course I know who you are. This, folks, they're going to kill hundreds of millions of us. They got re-education camps, official FEMA documents. This is real history happening. Of course I know the enemy. I make it my business to know the enemy. And they, the globalists think Americans are people that if they put out sitcoms and dramas where patriots are all terrorists, people will actually watch that and then believe when they hear my show that we're really terrorists. Folks, the terrorists have taken over. They run Al-Qaeda. Our government runs Al-Qaeda publicly. It's foreign banker run. Eddie Craig, you hear my rant here. We got calls coming up. again, it got lost in translation about a month ago. I said, let's get Eddie Craig in here to do his whole traffic course. And then I also wanted to get you on about something else a few weeks ago. But I want to have you in next week, maybe for an hour in studio and then 2 hour presentation, because I'd like to put that out to everybody. And you could call it, you can follow Texas law, but it's similar to most, as you know. But I just wanted to get into what would you do, because you're very successful in court. You really know what you're talking about. This isn't patriot mythology you follow. This is the real deal. And so I want to expand your knowledge out to a larger base out there. But Eddie, what would you have done? I mean, what should I do that they gave us tickets saying that there is no free speech in Austin, Texas? And I guess I should be laughed at. Maybe I'm the bad man. Maybe the First Amendment's bad, too. I mean, you know, the authoritarian left, let's get rid of everything. Let's get rid of the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, private property. I mean, maybe I should cry that they laughed at me, Eddie. Would you cry if they laughed at you? Would that shake you up pretty bad?
I'd probably cry at the level of stupidity because these people are allowed to carry guns.
Exactly. I mean, these are mental patients. What do you call that, though, where they laugh at you because they think it gets to you? I mean, these are really pathetic jellyfish.
Well, you can't help but just kind of smile to yourself about the ignorance of the people that we have running things. I mean, that's just, there's no other way to put it. They're either ignorant because they haven't been taught, or they're willfully ignorant because they refuse to be taught.
What do you call this type of mind control that we're seeing the society go under? Am I wrong that the tyranny is radically accelerating?
No, you're not wrong. Every time they create something new, it has to be something that is based upon more control. You see it in everything they do. There is no basis in any law for what TSA does. But TSA does it on the premise that the American public has been converted to enough of a domesticated animal that they will simply do what their master commands for fear of punishment, even though there's no authority behind the master's command. The legislators are doing it. The city councils are doing it. The county commissioners are doing it. As long as we allow them to continue to believe what they're doing has an authority, they will continue to exercise it as if it does.
Well, look at how they're saying you will buy insurance and the price doubles in health care, the power to tax, power to destroy. Now they're saying federally and at state level, they're going to make you get insurance to have guns or ammo where you waive your rights when you sign the agreement. I mean, this is slavery. If they can make you do all this and pay them for the right to self-defense, it's definitely the end game.
Well, you're correct. It is. I mean, the more they criminalize what we do, the more it's going to come down to where there is nothing we can do. And American people, I'm sorry, folks, but our founding fathers are laughing at us. This is exactly what they went to war to fight against. This is exactly why the rebellion occurred. Britain wanted to disarm the colonists. They wanted to tax the colonists without them having any say-so in their government. They wanted the military to control the people on the king's behalf. It was going to be complete and total dictatorship. Not a monarchy, a dictatorship. Because the king would not have been here personally. It would have been his military people that would have been running everything. It would have been a complete and total dictatorship. And we're about three steps from falling completely over the edge of that precipice right now.
Yeah, people keep saying it's coming. We're already deep into it.
Oh, yes. We're very close to it. All you have to do is look around and see every interaction that we have with a public servant. No longer do we get, yes, sir, no, sir, I'm sorry about that, sir, I'll see what we can do to help you, sir. It's like, well, that's the way we do it, and if you don't like it, too bad. This is how we run things. This is how we do things. That's the mindset of every public servant you come across.
Oh, I know. I have them come to me now in public and dress me down, and they go, look, you're a slave, bud, and they laugh at me. I mean, the word has gone out. They rule.
Well, that's a fact. And one of the things that I started teaching in my class is I have written up what I call a transportation script. It's a set of instructions that I've given for people that get pulled over for traffic stops and things. These are the things you say and these are the things you do, and you do not deviate from this. Deviation will lead you down a path you don't want to go.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, mold, and fungus, and is remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARED for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Every time, you know, the way they pull you over, what they do. I'm going to fight it in court, actually, and the show limit sent me in with a court date. The state police pulled me over going to work. And, you know, it's a standard deal now. Are you drinking? You know, and it's 9 a.m. You know, where are you going? It's like, come on, man. Give me your fake ticket. But it's again, now the state police will, every time somebody's shooting a gun anywhere in the country, they now SWAT team the house and people's ranches. You'd have 10,000 acres, they're coming. I mean, they're just acting like we're criminals. And a lot of police have actually woken up, but still they follow unlawful orders. But still others get downright rude with you. And, of course, it depends on the department. How has this been done? Why has this been done, Eddie Craig?
Well, the thing that most people do not know or understand about a traffic stop is that the officer is intentionally trained to always attempt to escalate the stop to either a DUI or a drug enforcement bust. That is mandatory in their training. This is what you will do. That's why you get those questions. Are there any drugs in the car? Have you been drinking? How many? Where have you been? Where are you going? This is all to give the officer a rabbit trail to follow where he may discover additional things he can use to cause that escalation to occur. So the whole purpose of what I put into that transportation script is to not allow the officer to control that flow of information from you. You have to be willing to actively engage him in responses in order for him to get that information. Stop doing that. You cannot be compelled to answer his questions or give him anything, especially if he can use it against you in court or use it to attempt to incriminate you. And I'm telling you, everything you give them will be used for those purposes. So stop allowing them to have it. Stop engaging them. Most people don't understand. That is a mistake.
Well, let me stop you right there. We went to a particular hospital because we knew the doctor, and she's a nice lady, a patriot. But still, they have computer terminals, and I've had three children in the same hospital. And they say, oh, well, honey, will you take this down to the first floor for me, this chart? And when I come back, she goes, that head nurse was asking, do we have money? Do I beat you? Am I depressed? And I went, oh, my gosh, they were putting it in the health department registry. This is like 11 years ago, folks. I've learned a lot. So by the second time I knew and told her, no thanks, you can ask us both those questions, but she's there, hooked into the government. She is now an agent of the government, not reading you Miranda rights to try to get your kids. And again, no one, the TV won't tell you this, and none of it will tell you. These are criminals. They'll take your kids for not taking shots, though there's no law. And it's all part of a criminal swarm. So it's not just the cops. They've turned everybody that comes in your house into spies. They've turned workers into spies. And that's why you'll see it when they're on power trips looking around your house. And I'm just like, look, there's nothing illegal here. And they'll go, what, sir? What's going on? Look, just go do the electrical. I'm talking about my house one time. Just, okay, just, I know you're feeling powerful. You're a government spy and you get percentages of it and stuff. Well, I don't think you're doing anything wrong. I go, I know. Do you like people creeping around your house? You know, again,
You come creeping around my house, and the next thing you're going to have is a chalk outline.
What I'm saying is when you invite workers into your house, unless you know them now, everybody's a spy, and they're on these power trips. Well, I mean, did you know about when you go to have a baby, they're spying on you and filling out reports?
Oh, yeah. Well, they've actually been doing that for decades. I mean, they actually have you fill out tons of paperwork, and they have for many, many years. They push it at you and tell you it's required, but it's not. That's why most babies have a Social Security number issued at birth.
And I didn't get mine until I was 16. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
The hospital personnel push all that paperwork at you and tell you it's all mandatorily required by the hospital, when in fact it's not. Now, as far as what you're saying on what they're doing in the hospitals, it's not just for your children, it's also to get your guns. If and when the state wishes to do so, they use that information to have you declared non compos mentis. They will appoint a state guardian, especially if you're someone that has property or something the state would like to get its hands on.
Yeah.
They make you a ward of the state. They now control everything you own. Whether you have heirs or not is irrelevant.
They're mafia. Period. Yeah. Yeah. They speak for you. Oh, my dad is a physician, and he says people that he's known for years, especially rich people, are having this happen to them with their other doctors and other. And I mean, it's bad. America is a criminal run organization with mafia, government, and foreign banks raping 24/7 every way they can. We'll talk about how to protect yourselves. But remember, everyone in the system is now a Stasi spy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide.
Worldwide.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah! We are engaged in a defense of liberty and basic common sense. And the more you bow down, the more freedom you're going to lose. We're going to go back to our guests, take a few phone calls. Most of them are on police state issues like Jason and Jack and Nick and Michael and Mika. And again, he's going to come in next Thursday and do the last hour of the show on basic traffic stuff, Bill of Rights, Constitution, we need to know. And then he's going to do a two-hour presentation. And I've watched it online. I've sent my crew down there before to cover it. He does it at Brave New Books. We're going to have Eddie Craig here with us next week in studio for the third hour on Thursday. And then 2 hours on the Nightly News. I am hosting the Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. And speaking of that, you get 11 memberships because I love reaching people. We've got the servers to do it now. Used to, if I did something like that, it would cause problems. We've had 10 years now or is it more? Is it 11 years now? April's our anniversary. I think it's 11 now, isn't it? They keep saying 10 for like a year. For PrisonPlanet.tv. And we've now got all these great reporters, researchers, just doing such a fabulous job. And I want to encourage everybody out there to become a PrisonPlanet.tv member to fight the Prison Planet. You can also go to InfoWarsNews.com. Create an original username and passcode for $5.95 a month, or get a year membership and get even more off, and you get 11 memberships, your membership and 10 others, for $5.95 a month. That's less than 55 cents a day, and that just pays for the bandwidth. And again, not that it's bad to make money. I do make money on water filters and books and videos to fund this operation and sponsors. It's that PrisonPlanet.tv and the magazine and things, those are there to reach the maximum number we can so it has the lowest price we can. I mean, you know what I want? I mean, I see somebody with a giant diamond ring, doesn't excite me. I see somebody with a big mansion, doesn't excite me. I see somebody defeating tyrants, I get butterflies, I get tears in my eyes, and I want to meet them. I really do. Because I take all this personal, ladies and gentlemen, and you should too. My freedom is personal. My children's future, such darling little good people, is up to me, and it's up to you. It's up to us together, and I take it real personal. So take it personal with me. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Be part of Operation Paul Revere. Be part of Operation Sleeping Giant. Operation Paul Revere is the filmmaking contest. We got about a month until that elapses, and I have 2 months to judge it, $100,000 prize. Operation Awaken the Sleeping Giant is the PrisonPlanet.tv operation. And I'm just testing things. Hey, let's see what 300,000, I just gave away 150,000 free bumper stickers, shipping included. I said, okay, let's see what 300 plus thousand does in the next issue of the magazine, three free ones. I mean, we're just here waging war, ladies and gentlemen. We're on tyranny. I mean, we're just absolutely committed. And that's why when people call up and say, oh, thank you, you're such a hero, I'm like, listen, don't call me a hero, and I appreciate you. You could, wild horses couldn't drag me away from this. I mean, I know that they know the vaccines are designed to brain damage children, and when you get overcooked, you get completely autistic, you know, when it kills too much of the cerebral cortex. It's a lobotomy. I've got all the documents written by these people. Edward Bernays, who's the other big Nobel Prize winner, Bertrand Russell, all of them, the current White House science czar, John P. Holdren. I take that personal that they, if they can't abort your kid, they want to brain damage him, and now autism is 1 in 50-something. The new Canadian government numbers just came out. You know, I talked to the lead singer of Anthrax, because I was out at dinner with Dave Mustaine and some other folks and the Steiners at their Steiner Steakhouse, and we're talking about vaccines, and a guy was, a lead singer from another band was there, and he was saying that, you know, he was talking about vaccines, how deadly they are. He didn't even know who I was. And he was saying, and then Dave was like, well, you know, the lead singer, the former lead singer, you know, the founding lead singer of Anthrax, he's also a famous watchmaker. He was saying, you know, his kids have been damaged by this. And it's a famous case because they were two and running around and in TV ads and stuff and like becoming famous on their own right. I guess it's twins. There's two of them. I'm going from memory here. I'm getting them on sometime this week or next week. And they took the shots and had the, you know, had the headache, went to sleep for 2 days, and then were never back. They do things like that, and then they just ignore it all. So, of course, they're going to make nurses now take all these shots when there's no law. Of course, they lie to you and say, it's the law. You can't have your kid. They told one of my crew members this until they found out he worked here. And this was a preemie that was barely alive, 2 pounds they were trying to shoot up. And that was the bioethics board. They would have just capped that kid right there. I mean, everyone knows you don't give a preemie shots. Everyone knows you don't give pregnant women shots. They're trying to cap the fetus. And again, do not call and say I'm a hero. They're murder. I should be doing more. I should be more inventive. I pray to God. I'm a sack of garbage. I'm a dirty rags here, folks. That's how I feel. I'm not doing 1/100th of what I should. I pray to God, please give me lead me, guide me, and direct me to fight these people as best I can. Please help me not be a wicked devil. And God says, well, that's why I chose you. I know you're a wicked devil, but, you know, you're my wicked devil, and your heart is good. I see these people. I know how they think. I know who they are. And I just want to get my hands around their neck. I'll be honest with you. Eddie, I'm ranting here, but, you know, seeing all this tyranny, getting into how everything's being turned into a spy grid. What I do when somebody's spy gridding me, renting a car, getting a hotel, having a kid, I go, look, I know this is being put in a government database. Read me my rights. They go, ooh, you're bad. I go, no, you're bad doing this. What about this hospital? What about how you keep blood samples of every baby born? Oh, I'm not supposed to know that. You're part of a criminal conspiracy. Now, I suggest you go get your boss and find out who I am. And I suggest you stop preying on innocent families. I bet you try to take kids. People don't take shots. They were saying they would take his kid. One of my crew members, I haven't said his name yet on air, the baby, months later, stolen out of the hospital. They would take a kid with its heart valves going back and forth, barely hanging on. By the grace of God, she's better. They were telling a dad, we're going to take your kid if we can't go in there and give it shots. I mean, that's what America is, okay? It's demons seeing how far they can push. Eddie, I'm ranting, but go ahead, Eddie Craig, talk show host, Austinite, former sheriff's deputy who got out of it and blew the whistle on corruption. I mean, what do you call this wall of evil where they're just seeing what they can get away with? It's like there's a dam with evil on one side, and you open the gate, unlimited evil comes in. How do we shut that gate?
Well, the first thing you have to do in order to shut the gate is realize what's trying to get through it and know where the gate is, and most Americans don't. We think we've built this great wall of freedom and liberty and that we're the freest, best country in the world. That's proof positive they don't have a clue where the gate is or what the fence means. It's very much that old story of how do you catch wild pigs. Basically, you go out and slowly but surely you lead them to a place where you want to feed them, and you make them dependent upon that supply of food so that they stop foraging for themselves. Then once they keep coming to where the food is to be found, you slowly but surely build a pen around the spot. Till finally one day when they come in to get the food, all you got to do is walk up behind them and lock the gate. Now they're in. And that is where we are. And people have been indoctrinated into it so long and so slowly, just like these wild pigs. They don't have a clue what happened to them. And how do we get out of it? Well, the first thing is to educate the pigs to recognize what is happening. And right now, that willful ignorance is playing a big part in preventing that. As you said, when you say and do what you do, and when I say and do what I do, more people are laughing at us because they don't understand out of their ignorance than there are agreeing with us. And that's why. They simply don't have a clue what's happening. They've been indoctrinated by the schools. They've been indoctrinated by their peers. They've been taught that their telephone, their text messaging, their Game Boy, their sports, their news, whatever they have other than being involved in what's being done to their country is what's important. That's where we are. How do we fix it? Wake them up. Educate them. Show them piece by piece, step by step, how they got to the point of view they have now. There's no guarantee you'll be able to wake them up. But there absolutely is a guarantee they will never wake up if someone doesn't attempt to wake them up.
Well, what I'm finding is there's record number of people waking up, but those that aren't waking up are just getting deeper into the delusion. I mean, they're moving. They admit the Pentagon and foreign intelligence agencies scan all our bank accounts in live time. We knew that a long time ago. Now it's admitted, so they can steal it all. They're devaluing the dollar. They're pushing for forced inoculations, which we know are meant to dumb us down and kill us on record. I mean, it's we are in a giant high-tech concentration camp on a prison planet, and they're turning the heat up towards getting rid of us, and it's all in triplicate. And they're set up knowing those of us that are aware, they want to push us into a civil war so they can get a hot war going. What do you think's going on with the gun bullets, you know, the 2 million bullets, the guns, the tanks, the foreign troops training? Are they trying to start a civil war, or do they just think that all of that's going to protect them?
Well, I think it's probably a mixture of both. I mean, DHS is by definition a domestic agency. They have no extracontinental or extraterritorial authority of any kind. The only thing they can do is function within the territorial borders of the United States. Now, the problem there is not understanding what the United States is and what it isn't. The United States, by definition in federal law, is not within the territorial borders of any of the several states. It's something completely different. So depending upon how your viewpoint is, they intend to use it within the several states, making us believe that the United States they're operating in is that. But it's not legally. The problem there is that they have nowhere to use this ammunition or any of these vehicles except against us. It's the only place they're authorized to act.
Oh, they're on record. They are a fifth branch domestic NORTHCOM army who trains exclusively now to fight gun owners, returning veterans, conservatives, libertarians. They are the foreign occupation army to absorb the old republic into the IMF, World Bank, International Bank of Settlements, OECD receivership.
Well, again, I mean, if the federal constitution was still a valid document and hadn't had that self-destruct clause built into it, if it was still in existence the way it was supposed to be, they're forbidden to have a standing army. I mean, that's exactly what law enforcement has become, a private standing army to serve government against the people. So DHS is not going to be acting entirely on its own. When DHS kicks in whatever this master plan is going to be for martial law or takeover or inciting riots or just gaining general military control of everything, they're going to have the full cooperation of a large portion of our local law enforcement agencies.
That's right, and that's why they've all come out, like in Austin, and call them to take the semi-autos, to take the clips, to register everybody for total gun confiscation after that, because they're following the globalist collaborator edicts.
Well, that's true. And again, the problem there is the people that we have serving us in those capacities are just as asleep and ignorant as those that are not in that capacity.
Yeah, that's the average thing, is that the average cop, even though they're a listener, I talk to them, most of them still don't get. And when I get up here and say the Vichy French model of collaborator, I mean, they really are collaborators. It's not that you're a bad person, but you've joined or been born into a family that is now part of an occupied, controlled police department. There are some good sheriffs out there and a few good police chiefs, and there are a lot of good police, but it doesn't matter. You're still in the King's Army. You're still in the New World Order Foreign Banker Army. They say at Davos they've conquered Europe and America. They say we're under a technocracy. You are now in the New World Order Army, boy. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're correct. That is exactly what they're saying. If you want money from us, this is what you have to do in order to get it. Now, this to me is one of the problems that the states have created for themselves. When the states agreed to send money to the federal government in any capacity outside of the 18 enumerated powers, they facilitated their own demise. Because now you get all this money back from a federal government that it should have never had to begin with. Now, granted, even if the states didn't supply it, they would have just had the Fed print it. So they would have gotten the funding somehow. But again, had the states stuck by what they were supposed to and actually refused to accept any monetary exchange with the federal government that was not entirely gold and silver coin as required, then the Fed could never be used to facilitate this takeover.
That's right. Let's go back to this. We can see that insurance is how they're going to destroy us. You got to get health care insurance. It doubles the first year, of course. I mean, it's an industry that makes you buy their product. Now they're saying we're just going to make you have insurance to own a gun. That's de facto registration, and you waive your rights with it. We can really see how they're going to enslave us with insurance, which is the ultimate nanny state. People are like, well, you got to have insurance. Really? How did we ever operate before with horses and things? If you hurt somebody, you had to go to court. You were liable for it. And so it was about personal responsibility.
And technically it still is. But they have used exactly the same premise when it comes to things in the transportation code and the likes of insurance. It's a scare tactic. Well, if you don't have insurance and get into an accident, how are you going to cover somebody's bills? Well, you basically would have been sentenced to provide them with whatever you could for as long as you had to make it up to them. You would have lost in a court of law for the harm you committed. Now, granted, that wouldn't have gotten you paid as quickly as an insurance company might. But then again, in today's society, you'll wind up taking the insurance company to court, and they will 9 times out of 10 wind up having either no liability or a very limited monetary
liability. Well, look,
I mean,
you got foreign banks that are in here lobbying for their insurance company divisions for us to have to get insurance from them. And it's the same thing, you know, on guns or anything. This is their real tyranny. This is where we've got to stop them.
Well, you're right. But again, by forcing that insurance down our throats and then making us have to fight to collect on what we paid for, and then saying the insurance company isn't actually liable, I mean, it's a catch-22. Steal the money from the people and never provide them with the service they're paying for.
Well, it's like Monsanto has now been given liability protection with all their poison products.
Exactly.
The vaccine makers. I mean, this is just lawlessness.
Well, it's the system protecting its own. There's no question of that. Obama would not be where he is without the money from these people.
That's right. People say he's a communist. He's not. He works for foreign banks that are mega fascist, but they use communism at the, you know, it's a two-story house, folks. We're down here in collectivism, socialism into communism. They're all exempt from it. You're all tied up in the nightmare of red tape. They're exempt. They can fly. We sleep. They live. Sleeper, awaken. And to the police out there, look, you're a human being. I care about you. I don't hate you. But you're just like the general public, brainwashed. Are you a biological android or are you a sentient being with a spirit? All those that have a spirit can hear me.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights?
Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. The Tea Party Leadership Fund.com.
You know, I was just talking about Janet Reno break back there in the Nightly News TV office, and Rob Deuce said, whatever happened to Janet Reno? And I said, well, she's probably pretty sick from Parkinson's. She had it really bad when I confronted her about Waco 13, 14 years ago when she was still attorney general. But let's punch her up here on screen. You know, when she was a district attorney down in Florida, she reportedly liked to check little kids out that CPS had taken. And, well, let's just say take them for a little ride. And one time a state trooper found her vomit all over her and the naked 13-year-old in the back of a car. You can look that up. That was actually in a local paper. And that's when Bill Clinton said a few years later, man, that's who we need to hire. Can you imagine being a little kid and that's coming after you? And Eddie, you know, it's more than just ignorant people in the system. They hire a bunch of scum. What about this case up in Williamson County that's now come out where they knew the guy was innocent, but, you know, had him in jail and tried to suppress the bandana? But the Michael Mortensen case, I mean, it just shows how evil these systems are. Why is Williamson County listed by some groups as the most corrupt county in America?
Because it is. I mean, I actually, I'm sure you've heard about her. But the attorney that they raked over the coals over there that was fighting for the rights of the people that were being accused in Williamson County courts, they actually railroaded her into an asylum here in Texas. I was at her initial trial. The judge that sat up there had no oath of office to be sitting. He hadn't taken an oath since 1999. He is a visiting judge. Texas law specifically requires that all visiting judges retake the oath of office each time they sit on the bench in a case. Anytime they sit down in a new instance, they have to retake that oath. Now, on top of that, he completely violated Texas law on procedures for commitments. He violated it 900 different ways at every turn. He refused to allow Carolyn Barnes to defend herself. They refused to allow her to obtain a proper attorney. The one that they gave her did everything he could to undermine her defense and assist the court in getting her committed, to the point of signing agreements without her consent. It is the most lawless, corrupt county that you will find, short of Minnesota, where the judges get to create law from the bench by complete permission of the legislature there. There's actually a statute on the books in Minnesota that says the courts may create the law and form it as they deem necessary for a proceeding.
It really is incredible that we've gotten to this point. And, you know, I was talking about the Michael Morton case where even when new district attorneys came in and knew he was innocent, they fought to keep him behind bars. I mean, what is it about Williamson County where they love putting innocent people in jail with no criminal record? Because I've covered it. I've seen it. Williamson County actually doesn't like good people.
Well, it's beyond that. It really has nothing to do with good, bad, or anything else. It has to do with the same thing that it always does.
Money.
Money. The more people they have in the system, the more money they generate from the federal government. Most people are not aware that every jail in America, county, city, whatever, that receives federal funding gets paid according to incarceration headcount. Whoever is currently in the jail at a certain time of day, twice a day, then the system pays them X amount of dollars per head.
And again, why are the feds involved in that? And now you've got the big Wackenhut prisons getting state laws passed to guarantee 90% occupancy. And that's why everybody they're teaching you're a criminal. Because most of us are going into jail. And they're going to take our property, our guns, our children, and finally they're going to blow our brains out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.